Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're going to have open phones, cover a ton of different news items. Got two guests lined up for you here in the second and third hours. George Humphreys, former city council member, successful businessman, a great author on the New World Order and on 9/11. I carry all of his materials, his books, his books on tape, all of it, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But a good friend of mine lives right here in Austin. And then riding shotgun with us in 30 minutes for the balance of the show will be Dr. Dennis Cuddy, the author of Secret Records Revealed and also some books on 9/11. Because we've got the 9/11 Whitewash Commission in high gear right now. We've also got Mexicans trying to kill more Border Patrol yet again, this out of the Associated Press, more outsourcing of jobs, you name it. George Humphrey, thank you for joining us on the show.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to be on your show and to talk to you. It's you know, we were talking the other night, and I just came back from a skiing trip, and I was talking with my daughter about different people who are making a difference. And I was telling her that I believe that you were one of the three Americans in this country that were making the most difference as far as waking people up. And she said, well, who are the other two? And I said, well, I think David Icke has done a really good job, whether you agree with him or not. And then I got kind of stumped. I said, well, I'm not sure who the third one would be. So, and we were talking about this last night. So, you know, for the people who are listening, I've known Alex since he first started doing this stuff. And he came out totally green and ready to go. And Alex, just through pure determination and hard work and pureness of heart, you have made a huge difference. And even though you're young enough to be my son, I am so proud to have you as a friend of mine.
Well, I am too, George, and I don't want to get into a mutual admiration society, but I mean, you have done so much, and it's a testament to every human being out there how much power God has given us to take action.
Exactly, and that is one of the things that, you know, I have my own television show, and I write books and do tapes and audio books, and I've been working on this stuff about 24/7 for about the last 6 or 7 years, and been working on it pretty full-time for about another 4 years before that. But in the last year, I've become completely, completely convinced that no amount of political or economic or cultural changes per se are going to fix the situation. It is going to have to be is that human beings are going to have to become aware what a human being is that we are God's gift, we are God's creation, and we have to stop being victims, and we have to stop this victimization. And no matter how much Alex Jones or George Humphrey or Jeff Rentz or anybody else works, is that unless the people of this country wake into their own power, into their own responsibilities, and their own abilities to turn this thing around, then we don't have a chance. But I do believe we can do this.
Well, George, I do too. And we've got to cease to be spectators, get off the bench, get in the game. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles does start with a single step.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've only traveled 100 miles in this fight, but I know, you know, it's a long way back, you know, to where I started. We can all do this. And George, I have never seen such a mass awakening. It's not happening fast enough, but people are very receptive now to the truth. And that's the best news I've got for folks, is that I've done 1,500 radio interviews, and no one calls in to disagree now. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous. The host can be attacking me, and nobody calls in to disagree.
Yeah, that is absolutely, you know, something I completely agree with. 10 years ago when I started doing radio shows and television interviews, is that even my friends would come and privately say, what the heck are you talking about? You know, you're just way off base on this thing.
But now it's out in the open. People can't deny
it. And now it's out in the open.
Got a break, George. We'll be right back. We'll continue getting to 9/11 and a lot more.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we will get your calls early in this interview with George Humphrey, good friend of mine here in Austin, Texas, researcher, author, exposing the globalist. We've also got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order, coming up. He's got a Freedom of Information Act request that was denied by the feds, asking about who called Mayor Willie Brown to tell him not to fly to New York on September 10th. They called him September 10th and said, don't fly to New York tomorrow morning. It's not safe. A bunch of other people got those warnings, so that's coming up here in about 22 minutes, and George will ride shotgun with us during that interview. George, let's get into 9/11. We've got this commission. We've got members of it resigning and being given import-export bank chairmanships by Bush. We've got other members of it who admittedly were involved with Bush in the cover-up. That's now come out in several mainstream reports. They tried to have Henry Kissinger be the first head of the so-called independent commission. Now, can you speak to 9/11?
Well, I can speak to 9/11 since my last book was about 9/11. It's the name of the book is 9/11, The Great Illusion. And clearly, 9/11 is the catalyst. It's the end game move of the Illuminati. And either the people of this country wake up to the amazing, amazing set of events that has been set off by this, and just the pack of lies that have been perpetrated. And the amazing thing is that anyone, it doesn't take an Alex Jones who is a super sleuth to figure out that this is the biggest fairy tale ever perpetrated on the people, not just of the United States, but on the world. this story that is put out by the United States government and by the predominant media is it's so full of holes that, you know, a blind man can see what's going on. And one of the things that, I mean, I break it down into five different events. I break up to the set, what's called the setup, and the series of events that happened before 9/11. I break it up into the events that happened during the hijackings themselves. I take a look at, we take a look at what happened at the Pentagon. We take a look at what happened to the World Trade Center and the fact that those buildings did not come down from the fire of the jet fuel or from the planes crashing into it, and then the set of events that happened afterwards. And any objective person, whether you are pro-Bush or anti-Bush, if you have any objectivity within you at all, if you look at the facts, you will realize that this is the most magnificent Hegelian event ever perpetrated on the people of this earth. And when I say Hegelian event, and I know most of your people know what that means thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or problem, reaction, solution. The Illuminati, or the bad guys, or the power elite, or whatever you want to call these people, is that they created, Al-Qaeda was a pawn in this, and anybody who believes that some guy in a cave in Afghanistan organized this from 12,000 miles away.
Or if some guy in a cave made 10 bombs detonate precisely inside different trains.
Right. It's just the silliest thing in the world.
And
the fact
and magical passports unburned at two different crash sites falling out of the sky.
Yes.
And
the story is a total, complete, 100% fairy tale.
Well, any and one of the 5 points that you mention in your book, George, there are hundreds of sub-points to that.
Yep.
Any one of the five sections that you break it down into proves that the globalists carried it out. Then
yeah,
we have
absolutely
official government documents.
And probably 90% of your listeners already understand this stuff. But what we're, when we go out to the people of America who are just learning about this, is that if you make it simple and you can show them objectively that this is not any conspiracy theory, it's not theory. There are hard, cold, factual pieces of scientific information that shows that the government story is just hogwash. Just hogwash. And, you know, the old cartoon, and where they say we've discovered the enemy and the enemy is us, that's Pogo, and the enemy is the consciousness and the awareness of the people. The people of this country have gone from being active citizens in a constitutional republic to being fat consumers in a manipulated democracy. And friends, unless each and every one of us goes not just to our friends and family, but to everyone we know to increase the base of people who understand what a constitutional republic is as opposed to a democracy, who understand that the predominant media is totally corrupt, who understand that the Federal Reserve System is nothing but a Ponzi scheme, who understand that 9/11 is the last move of the Illuminati to put us into a full police state. Unless we increase our numbers right now, is that we are going to lose the total American dream, and not only our grandchildren and our children, but us, we, the people listening to this, all the wonderful, beautiful things that we learned about as children, all the things that were in the Bill of Rights, all the good things that we were taught in our churches, in our
America is dying, and the world is dying, going under a new Dark Ages controlled by this technocracy, and 9/11 is the catalyst, or the cap in the back of the cartridge. It detonated the round and is sending it out the barrel right now. The next event, not these little primer events, but the next event is going to dwarf 9/11. The globalists even say that. They're making the preparations for total martial law. Their own generals are snickering over it. The good
Absolutely.
News is...
And are you aware that in Canada they are passing a bill right now at this moment called C-7 that is like Patriot 2 on steroids?
And England is passing one. They're talking about troops on the streets, mass roundups, FEMA camps, yes.
And so any of you who have friends or relatives who live in Canada who care about this stuff, please let them be aware of this bill that is being debated at this moment in Canada that will absolutely strip the Canadian people of the last remnant of their freedoms, which is nothing more than a precursor to what is coming down for the people.
And America is America because we were a free country. And that freedom still lives in our hearts and minds, but not if we don't stand up and retake it.
You know, the amazing thing is, as I say on my show, and I know you say on your show, freedom isn't free, but just it's amazing that the Illuminati and the people who pulled this off have used this as a juxtaposition, and they're using that as a slogan to go out and create the most massive imperialistic bushwhacking of sovereign nations in the history of the world.
Now, that's a good point I want to make, because I talked to you last night about Ralph Nader. Now, I was just asked to speak. It was good people putting it on, but Ralph Nader himself, you know, extremely arrogant. You've met Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
You've been a city council member. You've been high up in...
I was one of Nader's raiders. I was one of those, you know, people who... And I still believe... A lot of the, you know, I believe that the corporations have way too much control. And I also, you know, I'm a tree hugger. I believe in the environment. But the point is this, is that Ralph Nader is a Trojan horse. There is absolutely zero question about that.
Now, George, let's explain that, because you were for Pat Buchanan in 1996 to break all this down.
Yep.
You were, you know, you're a successful businessman, come from a good family. Here in Austin, city council member, you know, your name is on the building down there at Access TV, done a lot of good things. Your metamorphosis in waking up to all of this over the years gives you a unique perspective to see how environmentalism has been hijacked, to see how the left and right are controlled. And I describe what happened at that Nader rally with the liberals coming up and hissing at me, and give us your perspective on that.
Well, you know, I, without banging my own drum, I think I have about as good environmental credentials as anybody here in Texas. But the point is that the environmental movement has been absolutely hijacked by people in the elite who are using it to create more federalization, more command and control.
Feudalism.
And feudalism. And clearly, as human beings, as awake and aware people, we absolutely have to protect our earth, our water, and our sky. That is a no-brainer.
But the very people that are using it to grab everybody's land, they're the ones doing the real pollution.
Exactly. And it's such a juxtaposition of the truth. And the amazing thing, for example, about 4.5 years ago, Nader came in and he gave a big speech at one of our coliseums, and there was about 6,000 or 7,000 people there. And I interviewed him before what was going on. And I asked him what his position was on the Federal Reserve Board. And he got all hissy with me, and he said, oh, it stopped. You know, it was a positive thing. Well, anybody who doesn't understand that the Federal Reserve Board is a Ponzi scheme. And then we had some other people in the group, and we asked him about the CFR. He said, well, there's some real smart people in there, and they help. But he danced around that, and we asked him about the Bilderbergs, and he started getting real hissy about that. And then we asked him about Waco, and he started getting even hissier. And then we asked him about Oklahoma City. Friends, Ralph Nader, just like H. Ross Perot, is there to siphon off votes. And, you know,
but that's the question. Why would the elite want Clinton in instead of George Herbert Walker? And now why do they want to keep George W. in?
That's very simple. The reason they wanted Clinton in is because the most, you know, you ask yourself, what are the fruits of the Clinton administration? And besides allowing gays into the military, which is, to me is another issue, is that the passage of NAFTA and GATT, and 10 months before Clinton got elected, he was solid. His base of support was the intellectuals, the environmentalists, and the unions, and he was solidly opposed to NAFTA and GATT. Then the boys in the blue suits came to visit him. They said, "Hey, Bill, William Jefferson Clinton, our boy from Hope, Arkansas, do you want to be president of the United States? And he, you know, being the good Jacques de Molay, he said, you betcha. And he said, well, shut up about NAFTA and GATT. And
when tell you what, stay there. We'll keep talking about it, take calls, and have our next guest on as well.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Look, it's clear that when the elite thinks they need a fake liberal to pacify the population, they put in a Democrat. When they think they need a neocon to con the conservatives to move us further into the New World Order, they put a George W. in. And I know talking to George Humphrey last night on the phone, he agrees that they'll probably go ahead and put Lord Bush in. Then we'll see a big terror attack after the election carried out by these people, the big event. We'll talk more about that with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and George is going to stay with us. But, George, we've got a bunch of callers here. Let's get some of them on the air.
Sounds great.
Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Yeah. I want to know, what is your opinion, Mr. Humphreys, on the succession of people in the Bush administration coming out, speaking out, talking about how...
Yeah, why did John O'Neill come out about the planned attack on Iraq Day 1? Why did...
Thomas came out the other day. You know, I mean, the fact is that there are a lot of the people who are working for both Republicans and Democrats still have some integrity, still have some honesty, and the absolute criminality and the disgusting, tyrannical behavior of these people is even turning people who were loyal Democrats and loyal Republicans to speak the truth.
Well, also, you know, they try to say, well, O'Neill's doing this because he's mad because he got, canned, resigned. But it doesn't matter. We have the PNAC documents years before that with Dick Cheney saying it's all about oil. So O'Neill doesn't matter. He comes out, it kind of makes it partisan. Same thing with this, Richard Clark. He's the guy that said, yeah, we flew the bin Ladens out. Well, we already knew that. Then they can say, well, oh, he's a Democrat. It doesn't matter. We already have it substantiated in 100 other places. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, and I think you're saying, you know, you've said it just right. And there's going to be more and more of this because the Bush ship is sinking. I mean, there's no question about it. Now, the question is can they continue to use the smoke and mirrors to keep the people confused long
enough? What I'm saying that a cheeseburger is to say that cheeseburgers are manufacturing?
Yeah, and to say that outsourcing even service jobs
is good.
Is good for the United States. Friends, the fact is that we have lost millions and millions and millions of good paying blue collar jobs, manufacturing jobs.
And it's accelerating.
And the people of this country cannot figure out or are not waking up that we are cutting our own throat.
And it's accelerating.
Now we're even taking the $8 and $9 jobs and outsourcing them.
And it's accelerating.
The insanity of what is happening to our economy is just unbelievable. And again, unless the people of this country awaken to their own demise, no matter how intelligent or how clearly Alex speaks out, you know, please listen to what Alex is saying.
Well, George, also, it's the globalists don't plan to get rid of the middle class to make us more manageable and controllable. Rodney, does that answer your question?
Well, I had one other point. I just want to say, in my opinion, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that some of these people, i.e. Clark and O'Neill, I don't think it's unreasonable that some of them have watched Alex Jones's videos.
Well, I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Wanda in Virginia. Wanda, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. What a pleasure it is to finally reach you. My problem is we're school bus drivers in a small town called Bedford. And all of a sudden, our supervisor comes up and says that we are going under the total matrix system. And all of our concerns is can you explain what exactly that details? I know it's going to include our pay rate and the way we're going to be governed by the supervisor.
Yeah, everything, you're going to be tracked and traced. Thumb scanners will go on the school buses. You will thumb scan the children. You will totally track and trace. Everything you do will be monitored. They'll put cameras in the school buses, wirelessly watching you, already happening in hundreds of school districts. And again, the Matrix system isn't a movie. It's the local snooping grid for the NSA. George, comments?
What? Exactly, and I think the first thing you should do, or anybody should do, is look up the word matrix in a dictionary and see what that means.
I did that.
And when you look at it, it really gives you a very strong clue about what is being planned for us. I am not a piece of the puzzle, and I am not going to be a part of the matrix. That's
a control
why
grid.
Alex and I and you and so many tens of thousands of others, we are matrix busters. We're the ones who are going to take the red pill, the proverbial red pill.
And George,
the blue
George,
pill.
This yeah. shows their arrogance, that the total information awareness network's an all-seeing eye. They're going to call the new surveillance blimps ISIS, the all-seeing eye goddess, the matrix system. They're throwing it in our face. Why is that?
Well, because they are so arrogant. And first of all, they're human beings. Most of these people are human beings. And they are arrogant, and they're full of power. And then they are also, because of the immense psychological studying that they've done, starting at the Tavistock Institute, is that they realize
it's mass conditioning. We got a break. Stay with us. We'll all be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, rebroadcast 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. as well. 9 hours a day for your station to pick us up. We're thankful to all those fine affiliates out there. Again, from Florida to Rhode Island to California, right there in Los Angeles, to Fredericksburg, Texas, from Kansas City, Missouri to Denver, Colorado. Thank you for joining us. We also, you can listen to us on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on Global Shortwave, WWCR during the day at 94.75 and at night at 32.10 as well. So a lot of different ways to listen to the show. Before we go to our next guest, and George Humphrey's going to ride shotgun with us, and your calls are coming up too. Before we do that, I want to encourage the listeners to get George Humphrey's, we carry three of his books on tape and CD. A great gift to give somebody. A lot of people won't read, but they will listen to a tape or CD in their car going to work every day, and can listen to the 3.5 hour books on tape and CD in just a week or two. Great way to reach out to people. Also, he has his pamphlet books. They're about 60 to 80 pages long, depending on which book it is. Great concentrated info on the New World Order. You need to have these pamphlets. You need to have these well-produced, very well-produced, professionally produced books on tape. We carry them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We also carry, of course, my films and my books and other great publications by wonderful people out there. So go to Infowars.com or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. George, just briefly, because I want to go to Dr. Cuddy here in a second, describe some of your books and books on tape and what people will be getting if they order these.
Well, we have three different booklets. There's the booklet for beginners called Common Sense, an Introduction to the Dangers of the New World Order. And this is a great one to give to people who are just learning about what's going on. It's about 60 pages long and it's got charts and graphs. And then I have a booklet called Uncommon Sense, Your Choice, the Blue Pill or the Red Pill, which is about 70 pages long, and this is for people who have been studying the New World Order for a longer period of time. Now, both of these booklets, one of the things I've found is that very, very few people will read a 300 or 400-page book. But these are booklets that can be read in 2 or 3 hours. There's lots of charts and graphs, a lot of great quotes, and we use the keep it simple approach. We keep it simple but direct. And we've been doing really great as far as selling this. The response has been wonderful. And about 9 or 10 months ago, I came out with this new booklet called 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It has over 45 color pictures in it. It's about 70 pages long, and it's really expensive. I mean, we keep our prices way down just to add cost.
Absolutely, and I sell them in groups of five, or you get the books on tape, and then we give you, I think, three copies for free. So, folks, go to the websites, call the toll-free number. Take action today, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. George, I know this guy. He does a lot of great work, written some amazing books, and he's written several books now on 9/11 itself. One of his best books that I like is Secret Records Revealed. These are public documents and secret documents that have been declassified, where they talk about how the public schools are meant to dumb us down and the New World Order plan. And he's done so much great work. He's Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and you can read some of his great articles at newswithviews.com or link through to some of his sites at Infowars.com. And he's written a new article called Power Elite Exposed about Skull and Bones and this whole control grid. And we'll tell you how to get his material later as well. Dr. Cuddy, it's great to have you on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us just in a nutshell, you got a long bio, I've had you on before, about yourself, and then let's launch into Skull and Bones, 9/11, your Freedom of Information Act request about who warned Mayor Willie Brown not to fly to New York on 9/11. Let's just jump right into it.
Okay, briefly, back when I was in school in high school years, I went to what was the first governor's school in the nation, funded by Carnegie in the state where I live, and I became sort of suspicious then, and this is like 40 years ago, because they were asking us some rather strange questions. So later on, I got the private correspondence between the tester and the Psychological Corporation in New York, whose testing they were using, and I found out they wanted to follow us, track us, and all this sort of stuff, and that led me to look at the muckrakers, the investigative reporters of about 100 years ago, and find out that there was this power, as I would call them, a power elite that's manipulating events. And that's where the research began. I had taught the public schools and went back and got my doctorate, taught a little bit at UNC Chapel Hill, then went to the Federal Department of Education, which was an education in itself, doing battle with the liberals up there. And it was like a revolving door. They would flood into the federal government when a candidate like Carter won, and then they'd flood back out to the Carnegie or Ford or Rockefeller foundations when they were out of power. And about that time I got out is when George Bush was talking about the New World Order, and I had already been collecting a lot of documentation on this, and I looked around and I said, well, now let's see. He's talking about the need for a new world order with points of light connected to service. And so I dug through all my files, and the only person I could find in history, and I'm a fairly good historian, in hundreds and hundreds of years that used those exact words all together was Alice Bailey, the leading occultist of the first half of the 20th century, whose works were published by Lucifer Publishing at first. And so I came out with a book called Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order, and following that, Bill Clinton comes in, and so I had gotten some of the secret records myself, very rare, that Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, had gotten, and got the taped interview of the Washington Post with him, and the Washington Post titled its article, The Professor Who Knew Too Much. And so I was able to look at those secret records and piece them together, following up what Quigley did about Cecil Rhodes' secret society and using Rhodes Scholars to take over the world.
And now people are very receptive to all of this with Skull and Bones, you know, the Skull and Bones presidency. I mean, what does this mean that now we have two Skull and Bones candidates who are cousins, and, you know, we know it's an occult organization founded by the Illuminati. I mean, from your incredible research, where is this taking us?
Well, as part of what you've talked about in the past, a dialectic, what they'll do is William Whitney, a big moneyed Skull and Bones fellow about 120 years ago, developed a plan to contribute to both major political parties and then alternate power so the stupid public thought they had a choice when they really didn't. And so you alternate with Skull and Bones, George H.W. Bush, then Rhodes Scholar Bill Clinton, then Skull and Bones, George W. Bush, who will either be succeeded for a what would have been George W. Bush's second term, so you're guaranteed at least four more years of Skull and Bones, and so the alternation of power takes place then, let's say, Hillary in 2008. Well, she, you know, her husband's a Rhodes Scholar, and she was on a Rhodes Scholar selection committee, the whole thing. So anyway, it's a dialectic to make the people think they have a choice, but what is moving us toward ultimately is a world socialist government, a synthesis of Eastern communism and Western capitalism, and I try to get the quotes. I get the private letters between Winston Churchill and H.G. Wells, the private letter from Colonel House to FDR, to Colonel House, and where he's talking about who controls the country, things like that.
Let me give you an example of this. In my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, I go and I get Men in Power, a political retrospective written by Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor,
right
before Kohl. And he says, I'm Trilateral Commission, I'm CFR, I'm Bilderberg Group, we're for world government, we have our own rituals and our own groves. I love the rituals we do in Northern California, they do it best there. And people still say it's a conspiracy when the guy is saying they're world government occultists in his own book on bookstore shelves right now.
Yeah, it's actually become sort of an open, as H.G. Wells called it, an open conspiracy is the way he termed it. And he said we should just, you know, come on out in the open. And
he wrote the book New World Order in 37.
Well, a little late, 39, but he had followed, he had done this early on. I'll do this real quick. He did one called Anticipations at the turn of the century, around 1901, where he said they would have a cause worth killing for. In other words, you cross them, they'll kill you. And he follows that up by another book called New Worlds for Old, around 1908, where he says, here's our plot. He called it a plot. He said, we would use the London School of Economics to train socialists, and prime ministers, presidents come and go, but we'll get our socialists into government bureaucracies and stay forever and change the world. And then he follows that up by the Open Conspiracy Blueprint for World Revolution in 1928, followed that by The Shape of Things to Come in 33. Now, what's important about that one is he said in 6 years, around 1939, there will be a second world war originating over German-Polish dispute, blah, blah, blah. He goes on and says about 40 years, we will have a new world order coming out of something at Basra, Iraq. And he goes on and then culminates it in the book, The New World Order, 19...
And this is published stuff. We've got Pike... Yeah. 40 years before that,
right.
Writing the exact same thing. I mean, this is a master plan.
That's right. That's right. And I put in the book you mentioned, Secret Records Revealed, at the front you'll see swastikas, and they're not Nazi swastikas. They're like the key to Seattle in 1907, the emblem of a bank in the U.S. in 1920.
We just found a new Bohemian Grove book from 1902, and on the cover is a swastika.
Right, and Rudyard Kipling, in his 1890s series of books, has swastikas on that cover, and he was part of Cecil Rhodes' plan to take over the world.
And again, so Hitler was one of their wind-up toys.
Yeah, he was sort of the end of this elitist. In fact, if you go and I don't know if they removed him, but they used to have lots of swastikas in the Skull and Bones Vault at Yale, because prior to Hitler, it was known as an elitist organization, and Hitler was just picking up at the end of that.
And are you aware what the ancient meaning of the swastika is from the Vedas? It is the symbol of time either moving forward or backwards. And from the Vedic point of view, it's very spiritual. But the juxtaposition is that they have taken it, and they are trying, it is a symbol for them of controlling time.
Yeah, and what you'll find is a sort of connection with all of these. You'll find Albert Pike, who was the Scottish Rite Grand Master,
yep,
writing after he wrote Morals and Dogma in 1870. In 1871, he wrote a book about the Vedas, and in there, just like in Moral Dogmas, he's praising Lucifer, and then Madame Blavatsky in here walking arm-in-arm in the streets of Washington, D.C., and she she was a founder of Theosophy, and so she has a lot of swastikas in her successors, Annie Besant, and she writes about the secret doctrine and so on. So there's a juxtaposition of all of these groups right at about that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Cuddy, why doesn't the ADL talk about this? I mean, they'll call somebody who's not a Nazi, but then do nothing with Skull and Bones, where they supposedly have Hitler's silverware.
Well, I believe they may be a quasi-Masonic organization.
That is a control arm that isn't really concerned about Jews, but they're just using the label to attack people.
Well, I've seen a fair amount of that. What's interesting is while they will attack certain people, you'll find that they don't attack Arnold Schwarzenegger too much, even though, as you put on the front of your InfoWars, you have a picture there, I believe, of Arnold with his clenched fist, his pointed finger straight out, very much like the Hitlerian salute.
Well, and he said, I don't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi, I love him, I'm going to campaign for him, and he goes to meetings with him to this day, but at a 1978 bodybuilding contest, began screaming in front of thousands, "Get all ends out! I hate blacks. You're subhuman."
Yeah. Now, what you got to remember is during the dialectic, a lot of people say, "Well, look at there, it's the commies, or the Nazis and so forth." What you got to remember is that just like there is a quote communist threat, communist plan, and so forth, the Nazis early on, and this I think involved of all time as well, way before Hitler loses in 1945. The German general staff has come up with this plan to take over the world in two generations. This is after they lose.
And it just came out in Boston and other papers that until the early 50s, the Nazi money is still being funneled through Prescott Bush.
Prescott, Sheldon Bush, and that whole, and the Brown Brothers, Harriman, and all of that, and the leave the Rockefeller oil tankers alone during
so
the
So they then leverage that money into their own continual power base.
This is important about, let me pick back up on that. What you had was part of that, the Nazi plan was to put people early on, and I'll give you one example beside Waldheim, early on into two successive countries. In other words, they would send them underground to, let's say, Holland and then to the U.S., something like that. And they would infiltrate chambers of commerce, banking, corporations, so forth, so that in two generations, this beginning around the 1990s, they would be able to have controlling people in key positions to fulfill their plan. Now, an example will be Paul Dickoff, who most of your listeners probably never heard of. Dickoff went underground in 1941, and he pops up around 1970 as head of Interpol. Now, what better place to keep tabs on Alex Jones or George Humphreys or Dennis Cuddy than head of Interpol?
It's amazing. And then we had Kurt Waldheim as the head of the UN.
Right. That's right. That's another example. But there's many of them, and that was part of the German general staff's plan.
Well, Austria had that when they helped take over Poland by getting their people in, and now they want to change the law so Arnold can be president.
That's right. The law, I think, was it Orrin Hatch said 20 years, and Arnold's been here 21 or something like that.
Well, now Kennedy came out yesterday, Ted Kennedy, and said he wants to change it for Arnold.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But Orrin Hatch is also a Republican, so it's a bipartisan effort.
We can have a real live Nazi as our president with the Patriot Act. It'll match the black uniforms, everything.
Well, if you want to do some research, I haven't gotten to the bottom of this, but you might check on the connection between Arnold's father and a Peter Drucker, a big management guru, money people who's behind a lot of this church growth movement today, and a little-known German Nazi general named Fritz Kramer, K-R-A-E-M-E-R. Whoever starts digging into Fritz Kramer's background, bad things start happening to them. But apparently all three of them were at the same place at the same time during the Second World War.
Also, Arnold's mother is married to one of the former top Nazi generals after his daddy died, the police chief.
Right. Absolutely. So the point is, it's not just a commie thing. There is a Nazi
thing. They control all the big organized thug systems.
Right.
George Humphrey, a comment to what he's saying?
Well, I am just so impressed by your wealth of information, and I am so in agreement with what you're saying. And it's not a matter of communist versus Nazi.
Right.
It's command and control. And again, it's the pyramid. It's either the left side of the pyramid or the right side of the pyramid. But at the top of the pyramid, it's the same people who are stealing our rights, stealing our lives, stealing our future.
And
the most important thing is that we have to be aware of this. But then secondly, is that all of us, we don't have to go along with this. We can.
All right, stay there, gentlemen, because I want to get back and talk about when they're going to launch the next attack, how we can hopefully stop them, and then take some calls and get more into Dr. Dennis Cuddy's research of Skull and Bones, 9/11, his Freedom of Information Act request. About people getting warnings not to fly. We'll be right back. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There's a lot of ground I want to cover, but we've got Dr. Cuddy and George Humphrey with us into the next hour. We'll get to your calls later in the next hour, and we've got a lot of people holding. But Dr. Cuddy's got so much information, so does George. We're honored to have both of them. Just briefly going back into Arnold for a second, because, you know, it shows this double standard where you're a pro-gun group, never said a word about race, but the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal Center attack you. It's horrible as we sit here and fight, you know, real Nazis, but again, they're part of this occult branch, as Helmut Schmidt said. You know, they helped found some of these organizations, and you got Arnold with Lord Rothschild a year before he gets elected governor. You know, all these prime movers together. So, Dr. Cuddy, from your research of this, it looks like they're really going to try to put Arnold in as president. What's the point of that?
Well, he would be, remember, the dialectic, a sort of synthesis. He's supposed to be a Republican, but Maria Shriver's his handler, and she's coming at him from the left as a pro-abortion type of person. And the synthesis, Bela Dodd, who was a notable communist, but then converted and testified before Congress, she said she was surprised to ultimately learn when she got toward the top of the Communist Party here how the big power money people were actually funding both sides, the far right Nazi types and the far left. And so the occult, ultimately, as you just said, plays a big part of it. Now people say, oh yeah, weirdos 100 years ago. No, what you gotta remember is, today you have, little known people like Corinne McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. They put out a book called Spiritual Politics. Now they're big advocates. This is not an expose. And in there, Davidson worked with Lucis Trust, which was formerly Lucifer Publishing.
Right.
McLaughlin was on Bill Clinton's task force for sustainable development in the White House, and they put out a journal called Sirius, you know, the dog star, all this, and they characterized FDR and Woodrow Wilson as first-rate disciples and sixth-rate disciples and all this stuff. Well, the Nazis, as we all know, were heavily into the occult. What's little known is that in the end of the Second World War in Nuremberg, Winston Churchill said, don't get into the occult aspect of the Nazis, and the reason is Winston himself was a Druid. And I have a picture of him being initiated back around 1908, and I have a letter from him writing to H.G. Wells saying, I can't talk about certain things outside the, quote, secret circle. Now, that's not the cabinet. Everybody knows who the Minister of Defense
is. That was the Knights of the Secret Circle who started the Klan, again, Albert Pike, Masonic Orders.
Yeah, so that's something one might want to look into. But anyway, the occult is heavily behind all of this stuff. Moving us forward, and Alice Bailey said the plan will be fulfilled around the year 2025, so that's their goal.
George, any comments to this?
Well, I am just, I have studied this, all of the information that he has put out for 15 years, and it is so refreshing to hear somebody who is aware of what's going on and who realizes that what we're dealing with is just not a corporate mindset, is that what we're dealing with is something far more technologically and from a dark level occult. I mean, these people don't just want our money or our political power. They want our soul energy.
Well, Revelation says that these kings of the earth, these merchants, trade in our souls. And Dr. Cuddy, they're obsessed with dumbing us down and making us mindless cattle. And what does my infiltration of Bohemian Grove mean to all of this? I mean, here we have them worshiping Moloch on video.
Yeah, and at the back of my secret records revealed, I go a little bit into that, F. Baal and Baal. And if you control, what happened is in the old days, whoever controlled in Israel, the Via Maris, which controls world trade, would control the world. So they're more or less duplicating that. Through economics, they hope to achieve, you know, through a world global economy and control of it, who controls the world government. And there's the sort of a cultic aspect of it. You have them talking about this Sidonian king, and that was mentioned in Lord Tennyson's books early on in the 1800s. And he joined the Society for Psychical Research later.
We got a break. Third hour coming up. Everybody, stay with us. Third hour with George Humphrey and, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I'm Alex Jones.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. we listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.